We assume that you're looking to see if Tyler Haws can step back and shoot NBA threes. Is that true? And if so, how'd he do?
You know, I haven't seen the final tally. I have no problems or concerns that he can shoot the NBA three. He shot a few at BYU. So, you know, on our level, he should be able to do it also. No problems.
How about his ability to defend bigger guys on the perimeter, 6'6", 6'8"?
That would be extremely tough. I'm more worried about somebody at 6'4", 6'5", for him right now, trying to defend. 6'8", you know, now you're talking maybe a small forward position or a big guard. So it would be – it's tough. And, again, with a three-on-three situation, sometimes it's tough to watch how well guys can guard, especially with a help defense.
Do you see him as a one or a two?
Two.
So how about his ability to stay in front of twos?
Needs to work on it. Like most of them do.
I mean, is that optimistic for him? Because you say like most others do, but does he have enough on his offensive game to maybe make an impact in the NBA?
That's to be seen. You know, it depends on what Tyler has right in his heart in terms of desire, dedication, determination, basketball IQ in terms of whether or not he would be a good defender. And then also, you know, sometimes with science, you can also, you know, if he has tight hips, you can open up the hips a little bit and make him a little bit looser so he can move a little quicker.
Sam Thompson, you know, it's no secret that everybody wants to see how he shoots it. I mean, we know he's athletic enough. What did you see out of him today, and what do you see his potential as?
Sam, unfortunately, tweaked the muscle somewhere during practice, so he wasn't his 100% throughout the workout. Struggled a little bit on his three-point shooting, but I think his injury hurt or was bothering him a little bit. He needs work on his shooting. That's a concern going into or as watching him this year, and it's still a concern that he's got to become a better shooter.
As is usually the case with BYU players, age is usually brought up. How does the organization view Tyler being 24?
Is he 24?
24.
Oh, okay. Shows you what I think about age. guy can play, he can play. Yeah, there's maybe a little bit concerns that he's a little bit older than normal seniors. So there's maybe a less of a lifespan in terms of his career.
Do you see some maturity from him that you might not from other guys? Did he show that
on
the court?
Tyler's not, and this is nothing against Tyler, Tyler's not a very vocal player. And sometimes at two guard, you don't expect that. You'd like to see that more with the point guards. But, you know, he was vocal. He was helpful with his teammates. One of Quinn's biggest things with our team is communications. So we like guys who like to talk, and that's what I'm looking for.
You've alluded to some of them, but what are the concerns about Tyler being an NBA player and what's preventing him from being a draftable player, if that's the case?
Well, I think, again, some teams will look at age. Some teams will look at size. He's not very big for a two-guard, not very long for a two-guard. But everybody's looking for shooting. So if teams look at Tyler and think he can play the two, can guard the two, then he'll get an opportunity.
Boozer indicated that he thought he might need to play in a better European league before he came to the NBA. Is he that far away?
I agree with his assessment. I think it would help him more playing in a higher level. He's got some skills. He's a very intriguing player. So he's probably correct in his assessment of himself, which is good to hear.
What makes him intriguing?
He's not a bad shooter. He does a good job of preparing for a shot. He's not a bad athlete, and he's a young kid, so he's got growth.
With those sort of guys, would they improve more by staying in Europe or by coming to the NBA, getting 82 games of, you know, practice time, et cetera, with Quinn and staff?
Do we get 82 games of practice time?
Fair enough. I guess, you know,
I understand what you're saying. I think it all depends on where he plays overseas. Is it a program where he's got an opportunity to be coached, got an opportunity to play, or is it a program where they play mostly the vets and he doesn't get much playing time? versus coming here to the NBA. I being with the staff here, I think he would grow as a player. Now you're talking about a roster spot also. So
Alan Williams was mostly in the paint, at least in Santa Barbara, sometimes up the high post and that. Can he chase people around in a pick and roll game 18, 20 feet from the hoop?
He didn't do a bad job tonight, or today, excuse me, with going against Tayshaun in terms of movement. So it looks like he may be able to do that. Again, we have to wait to see. And again, his offensive game has always been basically back to the basket. If I remember right, I think he shot pretty well with our big man shooting. Didn't do many threes, but with our big man shooting, he shot it pretty well. So he showed his touch.
How did Tyler do in the Jazz 100?
I haven't seen his numbers yet, so I don't know for sure.
Can he surprise you today from what you expected out of them coming in?
Probably not. You know, I've seen all these guys play. Nadim we saw up in Hoop Summit. Lucas I've seen on tape and also in some workouts. So, no, I don't think there was many surprises.
What do you think about the idea of a kind of a taxi squad going back to the international guys? Of, you know, you have an extra few roster spots that you can send.
Now you're getting above my pay grade.
Fair enough.
Would it help you, though? I mean,
would it help us? Yes. But that's probably so far down the road in terms of we don't have – every NBA team doesn't have a D-League team yet. So we can't do anything like that until every team has a D-League team, and you can't do anything until you get probably some kind of agreement with the Players Association and the CBA. So way above my pay grade.